daughter of Jacob. This is from Genesis 34. Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob, she went out to see the daughters of the land. Now, let's just remind ourselves that Jacob had lived for many years in Mesopotamia with Laban. And then he ran away from Laban with his two wives, Rachel and Leah, and he'd also had children by their servants, by their maids. And so he had quite a lot of children. He had 11 sons, and I'm sure he had lots of daughters, but only one of them's mentioned, this one called Dinah. And since then, they had run away from Laban, and then they had come to meet Esau, and Esau hadn't killed them, he'd shown mercy with them. And then they had come to different places within the land of Canaan. They were just travelling around. And so they hadn't had a chance to really get to know anybody. It was just the family, although it would have been a pretty big family with 11 boys and probably lots of girls and various relatives, etc. as well. So it would have been quite a big family on the move with lots of animals to look after. But they were separate because they were God's people.
Because there were so many people, you wouldn't run out of people to look after the sheep.
Well, yes, but they all had been given the promises to Jacob and to Abraham and Isaac. And those promises were that they would inherit that land forever when Jesus comes back.
They didn't know Jesus coming.
Well, they knew that there was going to be a great descendant of Abraham who was going to bring blessing on the whole earth, but I don't suppose they knew his name was going to be Jesus, because Jesus didn't then exist. Because they were young, and Dinah would have just been a teenager at this time, they would have thought, I wonder what goes on out in the world. And so she, it seems, sneaked away from the family to see, as it says, the daughters of the land. She thought, I'll go and try and see some other girls of my age who aren't from the family of faith. Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, the prince of the land, saw her. He took her, he lay with her, and humbled her. Now, when a man lies with a woman, that only should happen when you're married, so that you have your children when you're married. And she was very young. This was absolutely wrong what they did. So you could say, well, was it her fault? Well, it was a little bit in that she shouldn't really have gone out to see the daughters of the land. But she didn't go out to see the boys. She went out to see the girls. So though most of the fault of it was with the boy, but going a bit towards the world, you lead yourself into temptation. So it's no good us praying to God, lead us not into temptation, if we go and put ourselves in positions where we're tempted. Anyway, he lay with her and humbled her, and that's what happens if you don't do things God's way. His soul joined to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the young lady, and he spoke kindly to the young lady. Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, get me this young lady as a wife. So you could say that was a bit of a plus, that he didn't just use her. He did want to marry her. But of course, Shechem didn't believe in the promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He wasn't one of the family of faith. Now, Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter, and his sons were with his animals in the field. Jacob kept quiet until they came back. Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Jacob to talk with him. The sons of Jacob came in from the field when they heard it. The men were very, very angry because he'd done foolishly in Israel in lying with Jacob's daughter, a thing which ought not to be done. It is true, it ought not to be done to carry on like this. So Hamor talked with them, saying, my son Shechem really longs to marry your daughter. Please give her to him as a wife. Make marriages with us, give your daughters to us, and take our daughters for yourselves. You will live with us, and the land will be before you. Live and trade in it, and get possessions in it. Shechem said to her father and to her brothers, please let me find favor in your eyes. Whatever you tell me, I'll give it. Ask me a great amount for a dowry. That's money that in those days a man paid.
I don't think that was a very good idea.
No, it wouldn't have been a good idea. Asked me a great amount for a dowry, that's the money that they used to pay to the father of the girl, and I'll give whatever you ask, but just give me the young lady as a wife. This is the trouble. When you come to think about getting married, you can meet someone and think, this is the one, this has got to be the one, and I'll do anything for him or for her. And then afterwards people often get upset or, oh, it wasn't quite as I thought. And this is where the word wisdom comes in, to act with wisdom and realize that we should want, above all things, more than to get married, we should want to have a relationship with God and to be in his kingdom. And if that is our number one love, then when it comes to getting married, we will, I think, naturally fall in love with somebody who also loves God first. Well, the sons of Jacob replied to Shechem and Hamor with deceit. They deceived them. They lied. And they said, because he had defiled Dinah, their sister, they said, we can't do this thing, to give our sister to a man who is not circumcised, for that's bad for us. So you remember, when God started out his purpose with Abraham, he told him that all the children of Abraham, or the descendants of Abraham, had to be circumcised, which means that the bit of skin at the end of a boy's boy bit was to be cut off. That would be the special sign that they were, that was only for the family of Abraham. And these men, these children of Jacob, used it wrongly. As we'll see, they said to these people, the Hittites, you've got to be circumcised. Well, it wasn't for them to say that. These people were not in covenant with God. So they said, all your men, all your males must be circumcised, and then we'll agree to give our daughters to you, and we will take your daughters to us, and we'll live with you, and we'll become one people. Well, they should have known that it is not for the people of God to become one people with unbelievers. So all they say is wrong. And they went on, but if you won't listen to us and your men won't be circumcised, we'll take our sister and we'll be gone. Now their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. The young man was enthusiastic to do this because he delighted in Jacob's daughter, Dinah. So Hamor and Shechem, his son, came to the gate of their city, and they talked with the men of their city, saying, these men are peaceful with us. Let them live in the land and trade in it. The land's big enough. Let's take their daughters to us for wives. Let's give them our daughters. Only on this condition will they agree to this, to become one people with us, if all our men are circumcised as they are. Won't their animals and their possessions become ours? So you see, they were not quite as nice as they liked to make out. This charming young man, Shechem, and his family were not quite as nice. They were saying, look, if we do this, these people are rich. They're richer than us. Yeah, let's agree to our men marry their girls and we'll get their money off them. They're a richer family than us. We can get all their money and it'll be ours. You've got to be very careful because people can be very, very charming. They want to get married. And so all the people who were at the gate of the city listened to Hamor and Shechem, and they agreed, and every man was circumcised. On the third day, they were all sore. Now, when you're circumcised as an adult, this is a big operation, and it would have left these men quite weak and sick for a few days. So then, while they were all weak, two of Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, each took his sword, and they came upon the unsuspecting city and killed all the men. They killed Hamor and Shechem with the edge of the sword, and they took Dinah out of Shechem's house and went away. Jacob's sons came on all the dead bodies, plundered the city, took away. Plunder means to take away all the goods and things of the people that you've defeated. They took away their animals and their donkeys, all that they had, and all their wealth. So actually it worked out the other way. That the people of Shechem thought, oh yes, we'll make this agreement and we'll get their money off them. But actually, Jacob's sons did it the other way. They took captive all their little ones and their wives. But Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, you have troubled me. You've made me stink. You've made me smell to all the inhabitants of the land among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. In other words, he knew that all the surrounding tribes would say, Is that what that family of Jacob did to our friends and relatives in Shechem? Come on, let's kill them. And so Jacob said, I, being few in number, they'll gather themselves together against me and kill me, and I'll be destroyed, me and my family. Was not really very faithful, because God had promised that Jacob's family, because they were the descendants of Abraham, would become great, and him and his family would eventually inherit the earth. In the next chapter, you read how Jacob says to his family, put away the idols that you've got, purify yourselves, change your clothes. Let's desperately call upon God. They went to Bethel, where God had first spoken to Jacob, and they made an altar. And they gave to Jacob all their idols and the rings in their ears, which were probably also to do with idolatry. And Jacob buried them under the oak. So they moved away, and God put a special fear on all the towns around them so that they didn't chase after the sons of Jacob. So then, you can see how God did save them, but it was by grace. It wasn't deserved. And you can also see how even at this time, although they were being circumcised, I mean, the sons of Jacob were circumcised to show they were in the covenant with Abraham, they also had idols. So all you can say is that everybody was wrong in this. Dinah was a bit wrong. Shechem was wrong. The sons of Jacob were wrong, especially Simeon and Levi. Jacob was wrong to not have faith that God would save him after it happened. But God worked through it all so that they threw their idols away. When they then thought, oh, what have we done? Oh, yeah, that's right. All the other people around here will come and attack us. Oh, who can save us? And so they threw their idols away, buried them underneath an oak tree, done. So God works through human failure in order to save people.